Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast, where you can escape the corporate trap through franchise ownership. Here's your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, the Franchise Guide.
Welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your Franchise Guide, the show where we help corporate executives experience time and financial freedom via franchising. Thanks for joining us today. We are continuing our They Ask, You Answer series, and today's topic is how to compare the various franchises, and you'll see some reoccurring themes here and repeating myself in a few different areas, but wanted to cover this this specific area. So in comparing franchises, you know, as I mentioned in the previous episode, we're not here to, you know, talk about every single franchise out there. We need to make sure the franchise, franchising is even a good fit and what is the ideal franchise. So again, that is always going to be the starting point. Now, where I see people making mistakes, and we're going to just dive in on the mistake side, is that they'll go in and saying, okay, I'm making the assumption just like I did about a certain industry. So maybe it's the cleaning industry, and the cleaning industry has tons of employees. Therefore, you know, I don't want a lot of employees. I am not a good fit or not interested in that specific franchise. Well, now we're making the assumption that all cleaning franchises have a lot of employees. Well, here's a little secret. Some have very few employees, and that you are using subcontractors. So they are not on payroll. They're getting paid after the work comes in. They're getting typically a percentage of the job since they are also small business owners. So we don't want to make assumptions on certain industries. We want to learn more. And that goes back to, you know, working with someone like myself. If we figure out what the ideal business looks like, the characteristics, the staff, W-2 employees versus contractors, the number, where you're located, work from home, you know, retail brick and mortar, the investment, the territory, your role in the business, I said the investment. So the list goes on. You know, we want to look there, and I go to work figuring out, you know, what brands could be potentially good fits. So again, don't make the mistake of looking at an industry or making assumptions. You'll learn a lot, especially, another assumption. If I'm in the cleaning business, I will be out there mopping and cleaning. Well, that's not the case either. There are going to be certain brands that require you to be full-time. There's some that allow part-time ownership. Some will require you to be cleaning the first month or two. Others will never have you touching or using a mop, cleaning chemical, or anything like that. So it's very important to really, you know, go in with an open mind and really figuring out, okay, you know, how do I compare these? So getting clear in the model is one. You know, when you have that model, it is crucial. So that's number one. So when you have that model, now you have something to work off of, so you can do some true comparisons to say, okay, I found a cleaning business that, you know, is semi absentee, is in my market, that's in my investment range, and things like that. Now, what else is out there? And now, okay, so that's a cleaning business. You may find a business, a restoration business, where they are, you know, people have a fire in their home, a flood, they're removing the water, the sheetrock, removing any mold or anything like that from the home or from the property. Okay, that's something else. So two different businesses, right? And they may have similar roles for the franchisee, or they may be different. Some may have multiple roles. You know, the franchisor may come back and say, our franchise avatar is someone that is networking and going a chamber of commerce all day, every single day or every single week. In other cases, it could be, you know what, the franchisee can, you know, just be looking at KPIs, reviewing the numbers, making sure the franchise is profitable, looking at adding additional territories or locations and things like that. And in other cases, it just may be something where it's operational and you have a GM in place handling the things that you don't want to handle and, you know, kind of what that looks like. So you can really kind of figure out, you know, am I a good fit? What are the various roles and who generally does well in the business? So when comparing brands, you want to look at, you know, the various aspects. So you want to make sure that the model is in place first. So we're narrowing the search down to three brands that could potentially be great matches. And then when comparing them, you know, look at the differences. So I have a family I'm working with right now, and two of the brands, one is going to be B2B and one is going to be B2C. Some people, you know, may be stuck and say, I'm not sure, you know, what's the difference? And I always tell people, with B2B businesses, you generally have less customers And those customers tend to, you know, be longer, but once you get them as a customer, they tend to be longer relationships. So, you know, you may be working with schools in your area, and there may be, you know, large population of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, but only 200 schools. Well, each school is your client. They may tend to stay on longer. They may have, you know, higher number of revenue streams and things like that, versus you're offering a home service and you're offering a painting service to, you know, thousands of homeowners. You may have thousands of customers in your market, depending on the territory size. So both could work. You know, which do you prefer? You know, and in some cases you want to say, okay, well, I'm open to both. Having thousands of customers sounds overwhelming. What's in place to manage that? And that's a question for the franchisor. Is there a CRM in place that is able to follow up with every customer to make sure they were happy, that offers a follow-up email or call asking for a referral? You know, something online goes a long way. Just a recommendation, anything, you know, a positive Yelp review, anything you can get as a follow-up so that it doesn't fall through the cracks. So these are questions I encourage anyone I work with to be asking the franchisor, because thousands of customers can sound overwhelming, but really it shouldn't be, as long as there's a process in place in order to effectively manage that. So, you know, when looking at, you know, how to compare, we'll look at things also like territory. You may be drawn to one brand versus the other, but are you open to traveling an hour into the territory? Well, an hour may seem a lot, especially in the beginning. So the question to be asking is, as an owner of the brand, an hour is a little bit further than I'd like. What are realistic expectations of my travel in the territory? Am I actually traveling daily? What does that look like? Is it once a month? Do I really have to ever travel in the territory, or is my staff, my contractors kind of doing all the traveling and meeting in person with the clients? So, you know, that as far as a comparison standpoint, you need to compare the two. You know, if you're looking at brick and mortar versus a home-based service business, again, comparing the two, you know, as a growth strategy. So, you know, at some point that my retail brick and mortar location is going to hit certain capacity, they can only produce so much. You know, am I open to opening another location, which is going to cost me roughly the same, maybe a little discount on the franchise fee, but am I open to that versus a service-based business, like going back to the painting example, where I can keep everything the same and just add on some zip codes or another territory and slowly start to build up with staff based off that demand and grow that way. So, you know, different growth strategy, going to be lower and less of an investment. But you have to keep that understanding that, you know, you're going to need to hire additional staff with a physical location. You're going to say, okay, even if I make the decision today, it may be another 6 to 12 months before that second location opens. So these are some of the comparisons as I work with all our candidates and families that we dive deep, and you want to compare them. You want to look for reasons to really love the brand, the standouts, but you also want to look for things to rule them out. You know, as we talked about a few episodes ago, it's a funnel, right? We start with three or so brands, and when you want to funnel it down to one. So we're looking for ways to disqualify a brand or just put it on hold. And maybe it's a brand that we revisit down the road. So we're looking for not, you know, the kind of good match. We want to look for the best match out there. You know, checking off those characteristics of the ideal business that you're looking for. And then when you have a manageable number of just say three, now we can kind of compare them, compare and contrast. I always say different viewpoints, you know, a lot of staff, minimal staff, travel, no travel, more remote, less territory based. We're going to look at all that so you can make your final decision. And I encourage everyone, you know, get a piece of a pad of paper for each brand and jot the questions, the concerns, the things that are keeping you up at night, and I encourage everyone to ask the franchisor these questions, ask the franchisees and validation calls, so you can make the best informed decision. So I hope this is helpful on how to compare the various franchises. We're going to conclude with the problems that come up in franchising, and that will be our final episode in the series of They Ask You Answer. Hope you're enjoying this. Thanks to Marcus Sheridan for writing the book, They Ask You Answer. I encourage everyone to pick up a copy, check it out, check out their website. We'll include all that in the show notes. Have a great day. Thanks for everything. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn how to make the transition from corporate to owning your franchise, join Giuseppe on the next episode. You can also follow on all social media platforms and achieve financial and time freedom today.